Hi, I'm Don Felder, and you're watching Life Minute TV. I have a new album out called American Rock and Roll. My last record, I played all the guitar instruments in, pedal steel guitar, banjo, acoustic guitar, slide guitar, electric guitar. So this time I really wanted to bring in a lot of my friends and guest artists that I love playing with. Wrote this song called American Rock and Roll. I got to be friends with Mick Fleetwood. We play golf together, we hang out, we do charity events together. So when Mick plays, he sounds like the early 70s. His tone, the way he feels, he just has that iconic feel of that era. So I wanted to start the song with Mick playing drums. About halfway through, I reached out to Chad Smith, who's the drummer for the Chili Peppers, who comes in and plays like a bull on steroids. All of a sudden, this track just gets really muscular and plays harder on the way out, like the Chili Peppers, right? And so I had written this one verse about Guns N' Roses and Slash and Rose. So I thought, well, I'll call Slash and have him come in and play on that one little verse. Well, he came in and we had so much fun playing that we wound up playing on the whole record, you know? So a lot of people that are on this record are either heavily influenced by early rock and roll or indeed like Mick Fleetwood, legends of that time themselves. So that's the basic premise of the album, American Rock and Roll. A long time ago, when I was 10 years old, I saw Ed Sullivan's show, and Elvis Presley was on it. All these young girls screaming at him, going, "Oh my God!" And I went, "I think I might like to do that. That looks kind of like fun, you know. I think I'd enjoy that." But I got really absorbed in the musical side of it. I had to learn pretty much by ear myself. Finally, I got to the point where I was, I think, 16, 15 years old, and I was teaching in the music store that it opened up there, and in came this scrawny kid who wanted to take guitar lessons, and it was Tom Petty. Stephen Stills of Crosby, Stills, and Nash was in a band with me for about a year and a half there. Neither one of us had driver's license or a car. We were like 14. My mom would drive us around to these little shows. And we were in battles of the bands between me and Petty and with Stills against the Allman Brothers. And I lost every battle of the band to the Allman Brothers. They were by far the best band. So I befriended Dwayne, and he wound up teaching me how to play slide guitar, which is one of the reasons I got invited to join the Eagles, was because of my slide guitar playing. When it came time to start writing songs for what was going to be the Hotel California record, I was sitting there just playing guitar, looking out at my kids, and kind of out came that progression. And I said, I've got to go record some of this. I put that on a cassette with about 14 or 15 other song ideas, gave one to Don Henley, Glenn Frey, Joe Walsh, and said, if there's anything here that you guys like and you want to finish writing and work on with me, let me know. So a couple of days later, I got a call from Don Henley. He said, you know, I like that song that sounds like a Mexican reggae. And I knew exactly what track he was talking about. And we literally recorded that bar by bar by bar, till we had put together that last ending part with the harmonies on it. They were just perfect. If there was any one little thing that was wrong, we'd go back and record that bar again. All in all, when it was all said and done, it turned out that all that work, which took 3 days to do those solos on the end of that record, turned out to be worth the time invested.